That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a Marcus Freeman versus Ohio State edition of Hot Take or Deep Fake on the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. I'd appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up if you approve of the content. I'd appreciate that very much as well. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishindy@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want me. You could give me call in line 312-988-15. Well, here we are, folks. The first big drama in Marcus Freeman's early tenure as the Notre Dame head coach has surfaced. It is stupid as can be, and it is an annoying story that I don't understand at all why it has any traction. The other thing that's annoying and stupid are 95% of the fan-made storylines of the actual game between Ohio State and Notre Dame week one this year. You got two separate tracks that overlap. The media thing now with what Marcus said about academics and all that, and the actual practicality of the game. Both fan bases and the media are dumb with all of it, in my opinion. Dumb with all of it. All of these narratives are annoying to me and inaccurate. The national ones about the game from the fans, about these academic comments. I'm already sick of it. We're not even to the 4th of July. People are stupid. And we're going to go over it. Okay? Narratives from both fan bases surrounding all this. Stupid. Illogical. Short-sighted. I don't get it. And I'm the guy with the YouTube show, the reputation of being the yelling guy with the short fuse. Notre Dame drama is right up my alley. I make a living engaging with Michigan people on Twitter and arguments and the petty football stuff. For whatever reason, I have no interest in this at all. That's how stupid it is. It's even past me wanting to engage. The dust up with Freeman and his comments about the classwork or whatever, it's ridiculous. I can't even believe this is being talked about and gain steam. It's one thing for something like this to gain steam with fan bases on Twitter, national media getting involved. It's so over the top and ridiculous. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why it's a story. I don't care if Dennis the Rod Dodd, because that's what he is. He's a rod who has always had a bone to pick with Notre Dame. So I call him Dennis the Rod Dodd. Whether he messed up the quote by eliminating the word if from Marcus's words or not, who cares? Who cares? All this was a new, young, energetic head coach trying to pitch a value proposition recruiting thing into this conversation. That's all this was. No ill intent, just Marcus being overzealous as a first-time young head coach, wanting to sell a little bit for his school, do a little recruiting at the school he's at. It happens every day. That happens every day. I just don't understand the reaction from the Ohio State fans. It's a nothing story to me. It's just a nothing story to me. And I am a guy who benefits from every piece of drama in college football that surrounds Notre Dame especially. I benefit from all that. I get views. I get YouTube ad revenue, interaction on Twitter, whatever. I gain from these stories, and this one's stupid, and I don't get it. I don't understand it. This story is not a story. All it is a guy recruiting against another school. It happens every day, 100 times a day. I expect this crying from Michigan fans. But I thought Ohio State was elite enough of a program. They wouldn't sweat the small stuff. Apparently, I'm dead wrong. So blame Dennis Dodd's misquote. Blame Marcus for getting a little overzealous in his recruiting pitch. Whatever it is, this is nothing. This is a nothing. I wouldn't have backtracked shit if I was Marcus Freeman. Put out a statement saying, I don't appreciate being misquoted by Dennis the Rod Dodd if you want. Or do nothing. Who cares? This is an absolute nothing story. There's nothing there. It's a new, young, first-time coach trying to recruit every time he has a chance. I can't believe Ohio State people are this mad at this. I just can't. They're pulling the APR data, which states that the most common misuse of APR data is comparing between schools, public, private, football versus regular students. Graduation rate doesn't mean the classes are hard or easy. There's lots of reasons the APR stats being used and misused to prove a point by both fan bases. It's just bad arguments that I don't even care about. The graduation rate for football, 91% at Notre Dame, 69% at Ohio State. Who cares? Who cares? What happened to being proud of your former player you used to cheer on, Marcus Freeman? What happened to being happy to see an Ohio State guy succeed and then be a major head coach at a big brand school? You would think they would all love that guy and encourage that guy, be proud of that guy, that he's one of theirs. Nope. Now he's a jerk. They want to beat him by 100 points. He's an idiot. Like, I've even seen racist stuff. This was all over Twitter yesterday. If Marcus Freeman didn't come to Ohio State, he'd just be another statistic. That's coded language for racist stuff when somebody says that in the way they did. This is ridiculous. It's not a story. He was just trying to recruit a little bit and pitch Notre Dame's academics. Not a story. Now, so I don't understand why that blew up. Blame Dennis Dodd, whatever. It was a nothing to me when I first read it, and I was shocked to see the traction it got. It's a nothing story. Nothing to it at all. So, let's move this all forward, okay? Now, Ohio State fans are obsessed with hanging 100 on Marcus for payback. And just like they said they were going to do to Michigan last year, hang 100. Look how that went. Anyways, they want to hang 100 on Marcus Freeman just to prove a point. Make him pay for this phrase that Dennis Dodd misquoted. Let's say that happens. Let's go with that as a working theory. Ohio State hammers Notre Dame on opening night. Let's just say that happens. The next misinterpretation of reality is going to come from both Notre Dame fans and Ohio State fans, who are both idiots. Idiots. I already know how this is going to go. If Marcus does not win that game, whether it's close, blowout, whatever, Ohio State fans are going to say, see, this proves it. Marcus is nothing, had a good one-year recruiting cycle, not a head coach. We beat his ass for what he said to Dennis, the Rod, Dodd, all that. They're going to be relentless. Okay. Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. If we lose to Ohio State big, it is more of an indictment of Brian Kelly than Marcus Freeman. Freeman's playing Ohio State this year with the Brian Kelly lazily and ineffectively recruited roster. And one offseason is not enough to flip it with a new quarterback, new coaching staff, three wide receivers who are upright. Okay? All of that. So the Ohio State people are going to pile on. The Notre Dame people, the dumb ones, are going to say, now he's 0-2. The bowl game and now this, it was a mistake. You get rid of him. I don't care how he recruits. Look at what the product is. Game one, week one, year one against the top three program in the country is not going to be the measuring stick of the Freeman era. So the Ohio State people are going to be unbearable. So are the Notre Dame people because they're all going to go all in on game one, year one, week one against the top three program and not look at the bigger picture. Okay? So the Notre Dame people are going to be wrong for making final conclusions in the guy's first game. And the Ohio State people are just going to pile on because that's what they do and who they are. Okay? But I got to ask the Ohio State people that are going to pile it on if this happens. For what reason? Act like you're a top three program. You're more established, have recruited better than Brian Kelly, have proven entities at quarterback and wide receiver. You should win this game, right? Compared to a new guy, week one, year one, knew everything. I kind of just thought Ohio State was bigger than this. They should, on paper, win that game. And it shouldn't be earth-shattering news when they do. Marcus is brand new, trying to undo all of the Brian Kelly-ness that has historically stopped us from beating teams like Ohio State. That takes time. Takes time. So, if it all goes wrong, Notre Dame loses bad to Ohio State, the Ohio State people are going to be unbearable. Act like you've been there before. Act like you expected to win this game because of where your program's at. Okay? And the Notre Dame people, you got to understand. If Notre Dame beats Ohio State, it's off to the races. Beautiful. Beautiful. But if he loses, don't be a dumb, short-sighted fan crying about him being 0-2 and ignoring the exact reason you wanted the old coach gone. The exact reason for that people wanted Kelly gone, is now Marcus's problem against Ohio State until he has 2 to 3 recruiting cycles to undo the Brian Kelly-ness that is holding this roster back for being elite. Okay? So, summarizing all this, I can't believe this is a story at all. It's nothing. It's an absolute nothing. I can't believe it's a story. And the narrative of Freeman versus Ohio State is being way overblown by everybody on both sides. Okay? So, this Marcus Freeman versus Ohio State, it's a deep fake. I know he used to play there, but it's this game would be a much better measuring stick of Marcus Freeman if the game was 4 to 5 years from now, where it's all Marcus Freeman's creation, all the roster and the coaching staff and all of it has time to blend, Marcus can recruit, get his guys in there. That's a fair measuring stick of Freeman versus Ohio State 4 years from now. Not in a couple months. He doesn't have time to undo all the Brian Kelly-ness. And if he wins, maybe there isn't that much to undo. Or maybe it's a different vibe, or we play out of our minds or whatever. But if it doesn't go well against a top three, four program in the country, it's not all on him. It's super easy to say, you're that coach, your job is to win the games Kelly didn't win. Yeah, that is his job. A part of what goes into that is him recruiting and developing better players than the last guy. There isn't enough time to do that between now and Ohio State. Okay? So, this story is stupid. Not even a story. The narrative of Freeman versus Ohio State is being way oversimplified, way overblown on both sides. Remember, nobody, and I mean nobody, can undo 12 years of Brian Kelly recruiting in one off season. It's a way bigger job than that. So I don't expect him to do it. If he can win in spite of it, more credit to you, Marcus. But if he has to clean out some of the Kelly-ness before we could beat a top three program, be mature enough, Notre Dame people, to understand that. It's the exact reason Kelly's not here is Marcus's problem against Ohio State. Give the guy time to work out of that before you judge him. Good evening.